Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest had a tragedy. His young son, no hope, no brain activity. He had no chance. And my guest wasn't, well, he was a believer, but kind of backslidden. And he figured he didn't even have the right to go to God. But Jesus appeared to him. And the presence of God came on him. And he went into the hospital and he had a great miracle. And every time he shares about this miracle, that same presence goes on others. Get ready. What a way to start life. The little baby. And his grandmother takes him to a meeting, and an evangelist, as he's a baby, lays hands on him. And what did he prophesy?
He prophesied that I'd be used in the end times for revival, that I would see great things come to pass when I prayed for people. And that led to, as I grew older, to begin to have the dreams.
And what were your dreams about?
My dreams were always the same dream every time. I was in great crowds of people. They were reaching out to me, many of them, many stadiums, and they were reaching out for healing, and deliverance, and salvation. And God was touching them instantly. And I would wake up, you know, crying, and my grandma would say, "That's not for now. Remember the prophecy. It's for the end times. We're in the end times."
So it is now.
Yes.
Okay. Your son, out of nowhere, 6 years old, Justin, has bacterial spinal meningitis, no brain activity. I checked with my personal physician, and I said, "Doctor, if a six-year-old has this bacterial spinal meningitis with no brain activity, what is the chance of him surviving?" He says, "None. But if a miracle were to happen, he'd survive, but he wouldn't have his brain." That's what he said. What happened to your son? Tell me.
Well, when Justin rolled out of the bed on Halloween night, he had been to school that day and got a fever and was taken to the doctor and came home. And just in the middle of the night, he rolled out of the bed. I heard him hit the floor, picked him up, carried him to the hospital. They sent him to two more that night. He was in a fetal position. He couldn't see, walk, talk, hear, do nothing. He was having convulsions. We took him. He ended up in ICU. They called in the greatest minds in the world. And they said that the bacterial spinal meningitis had caused him now to have no brain waves, and that everybody that had been in contact with him had to be treated medically, including me and my wife.
It was so contagious.
It was very bacteria. And people were dying from this thing. And they said that we don't give him any chance, zero. And, you know, many days passed by, and it was that way. And so I'm sitting in the hospital, and when all the doctors gave up, Sid, every one of them gave up and said that there's just nothing else to do. We've unplugged him from the breathing machine, the ventilator. There's no brain waves. There's no movement. There's no change after many days. I told my wife, I said, as she sat in that glass room, I said, "I'm going home. I've got to be alone." And I went home that night and I sat in the bedroom. I was crying. I said, "God, why?"
You weren't the only one crying. You told me that all the staff there was
Everybody
crying.
Was crying. It was such a cute little six-year-old boy. And we're all crying and crying. And I'm crying. I said, "God, you know, why did you allow this? I mean, why did you do this?" And God said, you know, in my spirit, I heard, "I didn't do this. The enemy attacked your child. And you need to get right with me." And I began to cry out in repentance. And when I did, All of a sudden, room lit up like 10 billion light bulbs, and Jesus was right in front of me. Right in front of me. And the thing that was so exciting, I thought, you know, if Jesus ever appeared to you, just talk to him, you can't move. The power was so strong. I was wide awake, and this glory's hitting me, and it's like this light is so bright, you can't hardly see. I mean, I'm trying to see. I mean, I thought, what's he going to do? I couldn't move. He says, go to church. And then I saw this love coming out of his eyes. Well, he's gone. 1 minute. He was only with me 1 minute, 60 supernatural seconds. He gave me an instruction. What do you think I did? I jumped up, got in the car, ran out of the driveway, went down. I was going to my church that I had left, you know, a year ago. It was an hour away, but you know what? As I turned the corner, there was a little church on the corner, and there was a man standing there trying to lock the door. It wouldn't lock. He lived in another city. His coat was blowing in the wind. I pulled in and said, can I use your church? He says, who are you? And I said, my son is critically ill. He's at the point of death. I said, no hope. And he said, well, I'd have done been gone, but this door won't lock. And so he said, go ahead. I went down, got on my knees, repented before God. The Lord spoke to me and said, Justin is healed. He will be named the miracle boy of the hospital, and you will go out and pray for the sick. And I took off. He said, go. You got to go and prophesy this now. Tell them people.
So wait a second. Now, the staff's crying, there's no brain waves going on, and he's supposed to go in the hospital and say, my son's a miracle boy. He's going to get up and walk out.
Yes.
When we come back, let's find out what happened.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Reserve your place and get ready to experience Israel, the land of the supernatural, with Sid and Joyce Roth.
November 24th to December 3rd, 2015. It's the perfect temperature, and the land is calling your name.
Visit the Mount of Olives, the Garden of Gethsemane, Calvary, and take communion at the Garden Tomb. Visit the Upper Room, Qumran, the home of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and receive ministry as you travel across the Sea of Galilee. If you like, you can be baptized in the Jordan River, the Jewish way, the way Jesus was baptized, and so much more.
The price for this 10-day adventure includes round-trip airfare from New York City, hotel, all taxes, all tips included.
Don't miss out on going with Sid Roth on this Israel tour for this special low price. Please specify the Sid Roth Israel trip when you call or visit sidroth.org/Israel.
His son is dying. No brain activity, no hope. The whole staff's weeping. He hears from God that he's to go back to the hospital and say, my son is going to live. He'll be a miracle child. He gets back to the hospital. You know what the staff thought about him? They wanted to give him a sedative. They thought he was a little meshuggah. Crazy. Tell me what happened.
Well, you know, as I came back out of the church, I had the instruction now. I knew what to do. It was up to me now. The Lord's has appeared to me. Sure enough, I ran in there, and the staff sees me come in. They're thinking, you know, they think I'm, you know, upset, which I'm upset in a different way. I'm upset that I'm going to be able to tell everybody in the world that Jesus is the healer, yes, that Jesus, yes, is the miracle worker, you know? And so, and you know, Sid, I only got 1 minute with Jesus appearing to me. That only takes 1 minute with God, 60 supernatural seconds. So I had this minute. I followed the instructions. I told the staff, and they said, calm down, calm down. You might need a sedative. You've been through so much. My wife's in there. I turned to him. I said, he's going to be the miracle boy. She had him by the hand. There was no change whatsoever. But she said, you know what? The Lord spoke that to me while you were gone, that you were going to have an encounter. And I had said, Well, you know what? We called all the doctors in. I told them exactly what had happened, that the Lord had appeared to me. He would be known the miracle boy. And they said, you know, for your sake, we hope he is. That would be awesome. But you know, right now, you know, it's really bad. I mean, it's about one of the worst we've ever seen. But you know what? The next day while they were...
So is he getting better?
No, he got worse. He went downhill.
Oh my goodness.
He got worse. After my big word, things got worse overnight. He started having convulsions and he's in this fetal position and things got worse and worse. And so the next day, more doctors come. There's a whole team in there. And this one doctor, the head, walks in there. He said, you know, I'm sorry. You know, this is really, he's almost gone. And he walks in there and I heard him drop his clipboard. My son is sitting up in the bed.
What did they think about that?
They were like, oh my God.
Yeah, they got it right anyway.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God. Well, he sat up in the bed. We didn't do anything. I said, God did.
Now, I have to ask Keith this. This was many years ago. Today, is there any evidence of the brain damage or bad health? Tell me about your son.
Okay, let me tell you quickly. He didn't have to go through rehabilitation, no rehab, and that's good stuff. The moment he got up, from that point on, he was out of the hospital within a day. He got out of there, sis. And what happened was, they said, before he goes home, we want to check his IQ, because his brain was dead. See, his IQ. When they finished testing that kid, he had the brain of a genius.
I tell you what, when God heals, he really heals.
Yeah.
1 minute with God. But today he has how many degrees and how's his health?
Oh, today he's got several degrees and he's got two big degrees. He works for a major university. He teaches at the universities at times too. And he works there and his health is outstanding. He just had a total physical. He's fixing to turn 41 years old coming up. This miracle happened 35 years ago. He's about to turn. That miracle has held. He doesn't have high cholesterol. He doesn't have high blood pressure. They can't find nothing wrong. Not even a cavity in his teeth.
Oh, my goodness. Now, just out of curiosity, when he got up, how about the other people in the hospital? What effect did it have?
The glory came when he got up. The same glory that minute I had with God, the residue of that glory came on me. I was always so shy, I couldn't even hardly look up. But when that glory comes on me, it changes you into another man or woman. And what happened was that residue that I had gotten back there in the house, in the church, the two places I met with Jesus, that residue came into that room. And it was thick. And people would come to the door to walk in, staff, friends, family, preachers. I mean, we had 100 people there at one time. They would step in. They couldn't stand it. It was so strong, they would repent right there. The glory stayed in that room. As long as he was in the room, the glory was there. In fact, when he left that hospital, the doctors came and some of them said, we want to hug him, we want to kiss him, because we never want to forget that God is a miracle-working God.
Did you hear that? The staff said, God is a miracle-working God. But when we come back, Keith was told by God how people can have 1 minute with God in the glory, and guess what? All things are possible.
Yes.
Be right back. Yeah.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Keith Ellis had an open vision. God showed him a stopwatch that started at zero and stopped at 60 seconds. Jesus said to him, 1 minute with me is worth a lifetime of favor. Keith's life has never been the same. This encounter opened the door to healing, miracles, prophecy, and God's favor in his life and ministry. Now Keith wants to help you know how to spend 1 minute, 60 supernatural seconds with God, so your life will never be the same again. Call now and get Keith Ellis's powerful 1 minute with God Connection Package, which includes his exclusive book, Our First Release from It's Supernatural Press, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, his 40-day devotional and journal, all yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9320. Through the 1 minute with God Connection Package, you will learn that in 1 minute, you can enter into life-changing, ongoing God encounters for the rest of your life. You will get prophetic words you need concerning your future. You you will receive your supernatural healing. You will seize your heavenly breakthrough. You can successfully encounter the glory of God's presence, releasing miracles, prophecy, and revelation. You will learn how to transfer this same anointing to others who need God encounters. Through 1 minute with God encounters, receive revelatory secrets that will transform your life. There is no problem you have that will not be conquered. As Keith Ellis shares his miraculous 1 minute experiences with God, your own faith and expectancy will soar as the presence of God literally drips off the pages. Get ready as God's glory overtakes you.
1 minute with Jesus is worth a lifetime of favor. A lifetime of favor. That's all it takes is that 1 minute, because you need nugget after nugget after nugget. And the overflow from Keith's life is going to pour on you.
Don't miss out on getting Keith Ellis's powerful 1 minute with God connection package, which includes his exclusive book, our first release from its Supernatural Press, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, his 40-day devotional and journal. All yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9320. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9320 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
When Keith, the residue that came on him, that caused his son to get up out of the deathbed, wherever he speaks, this happens. And as a matter of fact, while we were talking during the commercial break, you told me you had a vision.
I did.
Tell me about that.
I did, Sid. While we were talking, just you and I just talking here on the set, I saw the word prostate come up. And I saw that men around the world that are suffering with a prostate problem, the Lord is going to begin to heal them. You're going to begin to feel heat. And I tell people that when you get healed under my ministry, I tell them to go to the doctor, because it'll hold up under the doctors. You know, I think, you know, you need to go and find out what's wrong with you, and then we need to pray for you, but it will hold up, because God, when God does something, He does it good. And what I see is I see men that are, they can't sleep at night. They're rolling in the bed. They can't rest. They're having all kinds of issues in that area. And I just speak right now to you across this world that God's going to take away that tormenting spirit of that prostate problem. And when you go back to the doctor, you're going to get a supernatural, good, clean bill of health, Sid.
And I'm hearing that people with problems in your teeth are loose, or have cavities, anything in your teeth, you're being healed, and any problem in your back, you're being healed. What about cancer? Have you seen many people with cancer healed? Tell me one.
Okay, I've seen many people with cancer healed. We just had a lady that came to one of our meetings, and she had stage 4 cancer. She could not eat at all. She was just like a rail. It was the most amazing thing. She came to me and said that somebody told me you had prayed for people and the tumors would fall off and stuff like that, and cancers were healed. And I said, yeah, that happens. Have you been to the doctor? She said, yes, it's diagnosed as stage 4 lung cancer. So we prayed for that in the service. I said, come several times, because at the first time I didn't know. I mean, I wasn't sure that she, you know, that she understood completely. But she came. She did exactly what I told her. I said, you're going to get your minute with God. She kept coming. She came several services. One night she goes, I got it. I felt something come out on me. It was like it was around you, and it came on me. She just went back to the doctor, just came and seen us lately at our church. She stood up with her daughter from New York.
This is my daughter.
And what is your prognosis?
I went to the doctor.
No trace of cancer.
What about a blind person? Tell me one story.
Let me give you this. Yeah, I've seen many blind people heal. Many blind. There was a lady who came to our church recently. She had a cane. She was walking with a cane, and she had these dark glasses on. She asked me to pray for her, and I did. I said, what do you want me to pray for? And she asked me to pray for something besides blindness. So she came again, and she came again. And then one night I said, tonight blind people are being healed. She was sitting down there. I never even went down and laid my hands around. I don't have to do that. I have a word. You know, God just gives me the word. I just say the word. And so I said, blind people are being healed. She, all of a sudden I looked, and she took off the dark glasses.
I
can see.
I can see.
Well, this 1 minute with God, where did it come from?
The 1 minute with God came, well, of course, from Justin, my son, that minute right. God gave me. I hadn't really thought about it a lot, but not long ago, I came in from doing a meeting. I was really tired, prayed for a lot of people. I laid down in my recliner, leaned back, and fell off to sleep. All of a sudden, I woke up and I saw the picture of a stopwatch, and it went from 0 to 60 seconds, and the Lord said to me, He said, my people can have what you had that night. I said, what was that, Lord? He said, 1 minute with God, 60 supernatural seconds that can change their life forever. And he said, I want you to begin to teach that. I want you to begin to tell that. And I began telling it, and it started happening. That I would look at people and say, your pain will be gone in 1 minute. Or then they would go out, and they would tell somebody they loved, and all of a sudden they'd get healed. And we started getting reports from all over that 1 minute with God could change somebody's life forever. People started going back to the doctor. The reports began to change. Something was there before, it wasn't there now. That's God. 1 minute with God.
I want you to teach a couple of nuggets of how can I have 1 minute with God in His presence? How can the viewers have this?
You know, Sid, the thing that thrilled me about God is even when I was away from God, I had left the Lord. You know, I think God will give anybody a minute.
Yes.
You know that? You know, I think He will. I think He'll give. And He came to me when I was away from Him, and He appeared to me. I was just crying out, Lord, help us. We don't know what else to do. Lord, help. And I knew I wasn't right, but just like that prodigal son came to the Father, I went to the Father. And I said, Father, help us. And you know what? God gave me that 1 minute. Jesus appeared to me, and it has changed my life forever. And I found this secret out about God. If you'll spend that quality, quiet time with Him and listen and look and hear, if you'll read the Word, if you'll stay close to Him and get under some anointed teaching, they're getting that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And they'll begin to feel that residue that came upon me. And it's on this set with me and you right now, Steve.
Well, the set is here. I believe that you should pray right now for people to have the impartation
yes.
of 1 minute with God. Would you do that?
Yeah, I want to say to everybody that's watching now, you've been hungry, you've been thirsty. And you know what the enemy will do? He'll tell you that, you know, you're not qualified to get that 1 minute with God because He is the father of lies, and he'll say that. And I want to tell you this right now, that I learned something from God during that encounter, that vision, that David went down and when Goliath had held Israel captive for 40 days and 40 nights with his mouth, and he was a type of the enemy. David went down and he said, this day God will deliver you into my hand. And what he was doing, God told me, he said, did you notice something there? He said, he never gave him a chance to say anything again. David had the final word. And I want to say today that the final word is some of you are about to get the greatest miracle, the greatest breakthrough, the greatest financial turnaround that you've ever had in your life. So I release an impartation. I release an anointing right now. Stretch your hands towards me. I release that power of God right now, that residue that came on me to break the yoke, to break the bondage, and to give you that 1 minute with God. It might come tonight. It might come next week. It might come in a month. But you get your 1 minute with God, and don't be denied. And when you hear that voice saying you can't have it, you do like David. You have the final word, and you say, God is going to give that to me in Jesus' mighty name.
Wow. This is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge with Jesus. You see, you took the first step. You said a prayer for your sins to be forgiven, for Jesus to live inside of you and be your Lord. But now it's time for experiential knowledge. Then if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, this is God's promise to you. You will be filled. No might, no maybe. You will be filled if you hunger and thirst for righteousness in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
Keith Ellis had an open vision. God showed him a stopwatch that started at zero and stopped at 60 seconds. Jesus said to him, 1 minute with me is worth a lifetime of favor. Keith's life has never been the same. This encounter opened the door to healing, miracles, prophecy, and God's favor in his life and ministry. Now Keith wants to help you know how to spend 1 minute, 60 supernatural seconds with God, so your life will never be the same again. Call now and get Keith Ellis's powerful 1 minute with God connection package, which includes his exclusive book, Our First Release from It's Supernatural Press, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, his 40-day devotional and journal, all yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9320.
My friend, Dr. Keith Ellis, he had a visitation from Jesus, and this visitation was so strong that the residue of the glory of God just kept staying with him all of these years. What do you need in your life?
Through the 1 minute with God connection package, you will learn that in 1 minute, you can enter into life-changing, ongoing God encounters for the rest of your life. You will get prophetic words you need concerning your future. You will receive your supernatural healing. You will seize your heavenly breakthrough. You can successfully encounter the glory of God's presence, releasing miracles, prophecy, and revelation. You will learn how to transfer this same anointing to others who need God encounters.
I'll tell you about a lady who had took the 1 minute with God challenge, and she said that literally she could feel something coming off the tapes, like a residue or something, like a light, a fire of God. She'd been in debt for years and years and years. She got a supernatural financial miracle.
Through 1 minute with God encounters, receive revelatory secrets that will transform your life. There is no problem you have that will not be conquered.
There was a young man there that his knee had been torn in a football game. I said, if you will believe this message, 1 minute with God, it'll be amazing what God does. Guess what? He didn't have to have the surgery because of that message.
As Keith Ellis shares his miraculous 1 minute experiences with God, your own faith and expectancy will soar as the presence of God literally drips off the pages. Get ready as God's glory overtakes you.
1 minute with Jesus is worth a lifetime of favor. A lifetime of favor. That's all it takes, is that 1 minute, because you need nugget after nugget after nugget of these keys to have 1 minute with God in His presence. And I'm going to tell you, the glory that is on this teaching will supernaturally jump upon you, and the overflow from Keith's life is going to pour on you.
Don't miss out on getting Keith Ellis's powerful 1 minute with God connection package, which includes his exclusive book, Our First Release from It's Supernatural Press, his anointed two-part audio CD teaching, his 40-day devotional and journal, all yours for a donation of $49. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9320. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9320 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. How many of us have had dreams and we haven't really been able to figure it out? My guest has learned the language of heaven and teaches people how to know what their dreams really mean. You want to learn that supernatural language? Get ready.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.